USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House votes later this week on two articles of impeachment against the president, with the process to move to the Senate in January. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware tells NBC's Meet the Press that the future of our democracy depends on the president being convicted.
If the Senate Republican majority refuses to discipline him through impeachment, he will be unbounded, and I am gravely concerned about what else he might do between now and the 2020 election when there are no restrictions on his behavior.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, says President Trump will be cleared.
Yeah, the two-year investigation, that wasn't enough. I think this whole thing is a crock. You're shutting the president out. The process in the House, any partisan group could do this in the future.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
China says it will suspend some tariffs. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Additional tariffs on Chinese goods were to take effect Sunday, but China's Tariff Commission says the tariffs were suspended by the U.S. following the Phase 1 trade agreement that the U.S. and China reached on Friday. The deal reducing some U.S. tariffs in exchange for what U.S. officials said would be a big jump in Chinese purchases of American farm products and other American goods. Chinese tariffs were to take effect Monday, targeting U.S. corn, wheat, vehicles, auto parts, and other goods.
The middle of the country is feeling winter's arrival. Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
That would include Topeka, Kansas City, St. Louis, where anywhere from 4 to as much as 7 or 8 inches. Well, it looks like it will be falling in that kind of a narrow swipe there from eastern Kansas through central and northern Missouri, southern Illinois, and on into Indiana.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
At the box office this weekend.
This next venture is even more challenging. And remember, the future of Jumanji is in your hands.
I have one important question. Who is Jumanji?
Is that Barbara's boy?
We're gonna die.
We did die.
Are we in hell?
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Jumanji, The Next Level, takes over the number one spot this week, bringing in $60 million. Disney's Frozen 2 drops down to number 2, taking in $19 million. Knives Out slips down to number 3 with $9.3 million. Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood, is at number 4 with an even $5 million. Just in time for the holidays, the movie Black Christmas is at number 5 with $4.4 million. Ford vs. Ferrari still on the charts at number 6 with $4.1 million. Queen and Slim is at number 7 with $3.6 million. Still holding on at number 7, the Tom Hanks movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers, takes in $3.4 million. Dark Waters with Anne Hathaway and Mark Ruffalo is at number 9, taking in $2 million. And rounding out the top 10, 21 Bridges with Chad Boseman and Sienna Miller, bringing in $1.2 million. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.